Welcome to the Trim Radio Network, and this is My World with Stu Scheer. My world, live, laugh, or whatever. Anyway, here we are the day before Thanksgiving, and we wish you all from the Trim Radio Network a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. May you enjoy it. May you do it with God. May you just have a great time. Anyway, you come on over to the Trim Radio Network. We broadcast live all over the world. We have great merchandise, and it's getting towards Christmas, so if you want to look at some stuff, we've got it. And our prices are extremely reasonable. Now, we'll move on to the other stuff. If you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we will show you how easy it is. And lastly, of course, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guests, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. Any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. Anyway, that great song there, Leave It to Beaver, covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. No cussing, no swearing, that's about it. You call in, give us your opinion, we'd value to have it. Anyway, the rest of it, well, here we go. Without any further ado, I give you Stu.
Hey, Michael. Happy Almost Turkey Day.
I hear you, Stu. I hear you. How are you doing?
I know.
See, I told you, we got everything back in line and got it all fixed, and now it's humming right along. See, that's good stuff.
See, and I now I have a powered bar, like Rascala said, and just to be safe, I bought a second one. Well, you know, one is none and two is one. That's the old saying. So anyhow, guys, I hope you're going to have a good Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. And if you're cooking now, have fun. I know I have a friend of mine that is, he started cooking a turkey for tomorrow. And I don't know how many people he's having over, but he has a pretty big crowd. And I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't have a pot big enough to put Big Bird in. But anyhow, you know, Michael always does his disclaimer, and I have to do mine. So nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. And any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. Sit back, relax, and chill out. Oh, and by the way, tell your friends to join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. now that we've got the bugs fixed out of the system. Oh man, I'll tell you, last week or something else, we were working on the show and getting it ready, and we couldn't get things going, and we finally had to get a hold of Rascal Stefan down in Miami, and he got on, and we were working feverishly. We were half an hour into the show before we got it going, and I had some good stuff. I did all this research. and we couldn't get it going. So we covered a little bit of it last week. A lot of it was on FTX. And I'll cover some more of that Sunday. But I'll tell you what, it was an interesting thing because the FTX debacle, and you can check that out on YouTube. You can check it out on Net or Zero Hedge. I was going to say Net Zero, but it's not there. And you check it out because it's tied into everything else. And some people are saying, and they're just saying, they haven't really proved it yet, but it looks kind of interesting that it's a money laundering scheme from politicians to a certain country. And then it is funneled back to the politicians. That's a little bit illegal, I think. I'm no attorney. But that's what we talked about last week in the half an hour that we had. And we'll discuss a little bit more Sunday night on Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And that'll be at 7 p.m. And I'll tell you what, it's getting scary out there, guys. Have you noticed the costs in things? It's going up and up and up. Well, you know, before we really get going, I got to do shout outs. I always do shout outs because, you know, a big shout out to Trim Radio Network for covering the show and having the show on. And Michael and I have worked well together for a long time. And I just like to give Trim Radio Network a big pat on the back. You know, their motto is we cut the bull and serve the truth. And that's basically it. We don't get into politics. We, you know, I mean, we're going to tell you what really is and not what ought to be or any hypothetical thing, unless I'm kind of in the joking mood, because I don't really get into politics. I don't need to. Even though I've worked with politicians in the past, and if you take the word politic and you divide it down, you have poly, meaning many, and you know the rest. Anyhow, a big shout out to Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. Hey, check with us on the shop part. You know, click on that and take a look at the merchandise we've got. I mean, this show has a mug, and there are other things you can get with the other shows and so forth. And it helps keep us on the air. It helps pay the bills. And, you know, I don't get paid. I donate my time. Not that I don't have a lot of time to waste. I don't. I have a lot of stuff going on, especially the next 3 weeks. And I have to break the news to Michael. We're going to have to do something because I've got a radio show that will probably be reruns because I've got 3 concerts in a row I have to perform in every Sunday for the next 3 Sundays. And they all start at 7 p.m. I don't have control over the scheduling. So, you know, you might want to check our Facebook page for Money and Change. And I'll try to do some of that on Wednesday nights so we get a feel of what's going on in the financial world. But these concerts, I'll tell you what, basically, I'm in almost a 70-piece band. And we've got some really good musicians. I mean, really good. Either music majors or they played professionally. And then there's me. I don't know. I have fun doing it, though. But we have 3 concerts coming up in December. And so I think I'm going to combine a little bit of Trim Radio Network's Live, Laugh, and Whatever on Wednesday. And a little bit of humor in there, too. And we'll cover that. It's just my schedule gets wild. If it isn't one meeting, it's another meeting. I mean, oh, and I'm retired. I don't need this stuff, but I do it to help people. So, but a big shout out to Trim Radio Network. Also, a big shout out to the University of Findlay. And that's www.findlay.edu. It's a very good school. It's located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II school for sports. and they have a good basketball program. They had a decent football program, and they get into wrestling and a lot of other sports, and they are really good. And if you like horses, they have a good equestrian program that was actually a few years ago, it was tops in the country. Can you believe that? A small school of about 4,500 students, and it was the number one equestrian school. It's fantastic. But if you want to get a bachelor's degree, and they have all these different programs, or you want to get a master's degree or even a doctorate in several different areas, you can do that. And the professors are very good. The classrooms are excellent. The facilities are great. It's just a nice place. It really is. And trust me, I've been to 6 or 7 different schools. Not that I'm a genius or anything. It's just some of the courses I had to take. And I received my bachelor's at the University of Findlay. I think it was just after Methuselah graduated with the stone tablets and all that kind of thing. But I graduated from there, and then I went on to Xavier University in Cincinnati. Very good school there. And my major there was in administration. So, you know, I've been around to different schools, Ohio University, Morehead State University in Kentucky. And different schools and community college and different things. You take different classes to learn different things. And whether or not you're working with computers or you're working in finance like I did, or music or anything else, you go to different schools to learn different things. But University of Findlay is a good school. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Oh, my God. Phil is getting ready for tomorrow. I don't think Rusty Ducks Custom Pens is open tomorrow because Phil is cooking. And they said he couldn't cook desserts. Well, he was a cook in the Navy. He knows everything. He's an excellent cook. And he was coming up with some dessert concoctions for all of his crew. I don't know how many shows up there, maybe 20 people or so. But you got to check him out. He's got some excellent pens that he makes, and he's got some good military tribute pens. He's got some great stuff. Michael and I both have those pens, and they are really good. So that's Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Check them out on Facebook. Also, a big shout out for Money and Change. Now, that's going to be on this Sunday at 7 p.m. And we'll cover everything in the show and explain the next 3-week schedule. And then we also have My World Life Laugh and Whatever, which is like tonight at 8 p.m. Tell your friends to join us. You know, we can talk about anything. You can call us up 803-866-1667. You can do that. And we'll talk about anything as long as it's clean. No swearing, no cussing. Okay. Also, Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're out in Wisconsin, and it's snowing out there. It is cold. But they're having fun out in Wisconsin. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. I'll tell you, those are really some sweet people. They're really cool. They're really nice. And Danny is, oh man, he is intelligent. I don't know where he's worked prior to. I know it was in construction and the farming, but beyond that, he knows a lot of people. Check him out. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Also, Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He's still doing boots on the street, or boots on the ground, rather. And people are letting him know how the economy is. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, especially how it relates to Thanksgiving. Are we eating the bird or getting the bird? I don't know, but we'll find out. Prepper Nurse One, Ed Carswell. He's in New York State right now. And I hope he goes down to West Virginia because it'd be a lot warmer. And then, of course, Nate is doing doom and gloom. He's the Canadian prepper. He's a nice guy, though. Well, anyhow, so much for all of that. Just check us out here on Trim Radio Network. A lot of shows, music, and so forth, and it's all week long, okay? And check us out. We're all over the world. You know, I was checking around to see where I was, and I've had responses from Myanmar. I've had responses from India. I've had responses from South Africa, Northern, North American continent, every place but Iceland. I'm not getting anything from Iceland. So if you're in Iceland and you're listening, check us out. Let me know that you hear us in Iceland. Because with Trim Radio Network, we're all over the world, and that's the good thing. We're a little bit of an alternative type of radio show. Kind of neat. Well, gee, what's happening in my world? Of course, in my world here in Ohio, it's getting colder. We've had snow flurries. We've had a little bit of snow on the ground. It's gone now because it was almost in the, 50s or 60s today. Bright blue sky, man. The last 3 or 4 days have been really nice. And I think they're spraying the chemtrails at night because we don't see them during the day. And it's bright blue. Oh, it's nice. And not much wind. And it's really nice. I mean, for this time of year. Now, once we get into December, hey, it could get worse. But I'll tell you what, as it is right now, I kind of like it. But man, I'll tell you what, the drivers are going nuts. Have you been out on the road lately? Have you seen people not paying attention to when they drive? People running through stop signs? People going really fast down the interstate? I was on the interstate the other day. I was coming back from Columbus. I went to a concert at the Ohio Theater, where the Ohio University Marching 110 did their performance. And they play in Columbus once a year. And it's either at the Palace Theater, which is beautiful, or the Ohio Theater, which is equally as beautiful. You know, it's basically across from the State House. And I had to stand outside for an hour before we could even get in the building. So I had my electrically heated vest on under my coat. I was wearing a Carhartt, which, if you know what Carhartts are, you know they're bulletproof, basically. I mean, the wind does not get through those things. And this electronic coat was great. I had it on low. I was nice and warm. I was comfortable. There's down in there. I felt great. I didn't feel the cold. I think my sinuses did, because you notice my voice is a little bit lower and deeper, and that's because I was out in it for an hour. But one of the nice things was I was interviewed for 45 minutes because I was the original member, or actually one of the original members, of that marching band. And they have a very good reputation. And to think we started it back 55 years ago. We didn't have stone trumpets and stone tubas, but, you know, we're going back 55 years to something else. But anyhow, we were driving over there, and the traffic wasn't too bad. I mean, people were driving at normal 70 miles an hour on I-70, and then you get some people that just can't read, and they're driving along at 90 miles an hour and passing you up like you're standing still and you're doing the speed limit. You know, either they don't stop, they don't signal, or whatever. I think they wore their mask too long, and now they're saying that we really shouldn't have been wearing the masks at all. I don't know. That's a pet peeve. And you run into all kinds of stuff, especially in Columbus. It's noted for one-way streets. I can't believe all the one-way streets. And a friend of mine was with me, and she was saying, okay, how do we get to where we're going? I said, well, we have to go up High Street through downtown, and we have to go up to this other street up by Nationwide, insurance company, a big tower there. And I said, we'll turn right and we'll go over to Third Street and down. We'll get there. Eventually, you cannot get there from here due to all of the one-way streets. So we get there and we stand outside and this guy's asking me all these questions about how the original band was. And I told him about the director that we had, and we called the director Coach. He acted almost like a football coach or basketball coach. He always gave direction. He was very good at it. His name was Gene Threlkill. And Gene started at OU in Athens. And then after about 4 years, he did so well there, he got the job at from Ohio University to Oklahoma University in Norman, Oklahoma, a bit much bigger operation. And he was there for 30 some years and then he retired. So part of the show was a tribute to Gene or Coach. And everybody was really interested in the whole thing. It was fantastic. And one thing about the OU band, the Marching 110, they do dance routines, believe it or not. And usually they play a whole bunch of good modern music, you know, like you'd be listening to on the radio or whatever. And they send a dance team out made up of members of the band and they go through a dance routine on the stage. Normally they would sit and play for maybe half of the show. This time they were dancing all over the place. The crowd was going wild. The Ohio Theater holds a pretty good sized crowd of people and it was packed. And they had a bunch of high school bands there sitting up in the balcony. They were very well behaved and the sound was fantastic. And I think I posted it on my Facebook page. But it's interesting to listen to these college kids play so well, whether it was from Whitney Houston. I couldn't even tell you all the different artists because some of them were around way after I was in the band and so forth. I mean, that's my big thing was playing Malaguena in front of 58,000 people at Penn State at the time. Anyhow, so much for that, but we had a very good time. And then coming back, we didn't have hardly that much traffic because that was about 10:30 in the evening. The only bad thing in Ohio you have to watch out for are deer and roundabouts. They don't have them on the interstate, but when you get off of the interstate, especially where I need to go, there were two roundabouts. One was brand new and it scares the bejesus out of it. You know what I mean? You're coming up on it, you're going, oh, all these lights around it, and oops, here it is. And you're zooming around and trying to navigate that. Oh, that's another pet peeve. Oh, well. Ohio Department of Transportation, you've screwed up another one. Well, you know, what's going on in our world? There's a lot. You know, and there's a lot of things going on in this world. I'm serious. There's so much stuff going on. I try to post a lot of stuff on our Facebook page. And that's facebook.com/groups. And then it's Trim Radio Network, My World, Life, Laugh, and whatever. And that's it. Our group number is a long number. Trust me, it starts out 469 and it ends in like 4994. Wow. But I try to put stuff there that's going on. And if you looked at the page today before the show, you saw the dancing turkey because it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. And what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? And we'll talk about that. But I'll tell you what, we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about Christmas and we'll be talking about spending and everything. Did you know that Thanksgiving dinner costs soared 20% from 2021? And the POTUS, you know who that is, blames climate change and Putin. Can you believe that? prices go up and he's blaming, they didn't have anything to do with it. Now, according to Zero Hedge, it says, while spending time with family and friends at Thanksgiving remains important for many Americans, the cost of that indulgence has never been higher, up a stunning 20% from last year to $64.05 for the classic feast. Now, in 2020, the Thanksgiving dinner was $46.90. The average cost for the dinner in 2021 was $53.31. And in 2022, it was $60.05. Now, I'm saying that that's probably for four people, the base cost of that. Because I know if I was going to go out for a turkey dinner and I was going to pay $64.05, I'd be out of my gonzo mind. First of all, I don't really eat that much turkey. Turkeys, you ought to be happy because I'm saving your life, okay? On the other hand, I love prime rib. And Michael and I were talking about it before the show. And he said the last thing that he likes to eat is chicken. And I said, if the economy still keeps going down and down and down, we're lucky if we get a can of tuna fish. It's that bad. It's that bad out there. And it's going to get worse. I mean, I'm listening to all this stuff and doing the research, and it does not look good, guys. Well, anyhow, over the past 2 years, according to the report, the grocery bill for a traditional Thanksgiving dinner has risen by 36.6%. And all these changes are illustrated in this chart that they gave in a political calculations blog. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, yeah, prices have gone up. Because you had the woohoo flu and you had people out of work, people being laid off, supply chain getting messed up, and the prices went up on everything. They don't stay low. I mean, they're going to rise to the highest level they can get before people stop buying things. I mean, that's the rule of economics. But when you take a look at everything, people are paying more. I mean, you know, I go into Wally World, better known as Walmart. You guys know that. And that people are looking at the prices of the turkey per pound. They're going, oh, I can't afford that. And they say, well, I'll go to ham. Well, that's my favorite, so I'll get ham. Well, the prices are up on ham. Oh, geez. Do I go to Aldi's and get ham, or do I get it at Walmart, or do I go to Kroger's? It's high, no matter where you go. Even for a little ham, bone in or bone out, it's still expensive. And the prices are going up. Stuffing prices are going up a little bit. Other things are going up. The prices of the pies have even gone up. Have you tried sweet potato pie? Some people say, nah, I like pumpkin pie. Well, sweet potato pie is really good. And a lot of my people that I work with, when I worked with the state, they were really good cooks. I mean, excellent. And they made some of the best sweet potato pie you have ever put your teeth into. I mean, it was good. And we had a Thanksgiving feast and a Christmas feast for everybody in the staff there, the 40 people that were in my division. And, oh, the sweet potato pie would disappear so quickly. Pumpkin could sit out there for an hour. Sweet potato pie just disappeared. Oh, it was good. Not even Bob Evans could make a good sweet potato pie. I mean, oh, this was good stuff. But the costs are going up. And yeah, you get all the raw materials to make the pies, and it still costs you. It ain't cheap, guys. even the prices, I think, for White Castles are going up. You know, belly bombs and sliders from Columbus. Oh, that can be nasty stuff. Some people like them. And some people eat them so they can stay awake at night. Trust me. When I was doing my master's work in Cincinnati at Xavier, one night we went and we had midterms. And I went to get a steak sandwich at this one place. They were closed. So we went over to White Castle. And I committed the biggest sin. I had White Castles with cheese. I planned to study until about 1 a.m., but I was up all night with indigestion. And I had midterms the next day. I'll tell you what, when my exams were over with, I went back and crashed in the dorm. I mean, I was done. I couldn't do it anymore. So if you like White Castles, hey, that's fine. But not for Thanksgiving, okay? Even meatloaf for Thanksgiving would be good. But people are paying and paying and paying higher and higher prices. Gasoline prices are even higher. And they'll be that way. I mean, Thanksgiving Day, the prices on gas are going to go up. Friday, the prices are going to stay up. Saturday, they're going to stay up. And then you have here in Ohio, it's like any holiday, that's when the police like to make their money. You go out on 75, you get a state cop probably every 10 miles for some reason. Or you go on the side roads and then you have the county sheriffs out, you know, and they're looking for people. Just screw up just once. Just sneeze and jerk the wheel one way or the other. Hey, that's reckless ops. They will get you. Sometimes you get a warning. Sometimes you don't. And during these times, if you look like a jerk, you're going to get a ticket. But hey, that's the way it goes, doesn't it? Maybe it's that way in New York or Illinois. Michigan, you couldn't find a state cop if you looked. I mean, they're hiding somewhere, but they're never around. But the prices are going up. You know, and one of the reports, and I talked a little bit about it last week, was a report came out, Mike Shedlock with MishTalk, MISHTALK.com, said a net 17% say they will spend less this holiday season. You got to pay more for food. And then you look for other things that you would get for presents. And a lot of people either spend themselves into oblivion with a piece of plastic. And you know what I mean? I don't care if it's a MasterCard, a Visa, or whatever card you use. Oh, we're going to have a good Christmas, but it's going to take us 2 years to pay it off. My little group, we sit down and we say, okay, we're only going to spend $200 a person. Why? We don't need a lot of stuff. It can be a gift card, or it could be a check, it could be whatever, but we're not going to spend a lot of money because we understand how the economy is. It's not getting better. It may not get better until 2025, 2026. Well, anyhow, Mike Shedlock comes out and said 17% believe they will spend less. Okay, so spending less is 24% are going to spend less on food and beverages because it's costing them 23% more. And on celebrations, they're going to spend 26% less because celebrations are costing them 18% more. And gifts, they're spending 32% less because gifts are costing 29% more. You know, last week when I thought I had a problem with the mic setting and the camera setting, we finally got it worked out. But I thought, oh, no, I'm going to have to buy another camera for another, I don't know, $200. Or I'm going to have to get another microphone that I just got. This blue, I think it's one of those. Yeah, it's a blue. This thing is used by a lot of different professional people, and daggone it, it wasn't cheap. You know, I for $500, I could probably get another microphone and another camera. But money's tight and times are hard. You know the rest of it. Well, anyhow, going on, overall holiday spending, they're going to spend 34% less because everything's costing 17% more. And then for you guys to like alcohol, you're going to spend 42% less because alcohol costs 10% more. Well, after you get done adding on a DUI charge, losing your job, paying court costs and everything else, you could have a problem. Or having a severe hangover. No, it's not worth it. The only thing I drink is water. And everybody says, well, why do you have that glass next to you? It's because I talk too much when I do the show and I have to drink a lot of water. Alcohol and I will not get along. How about fixing up your house or doing anything? People are spending 43% less because to decorate is like 10% more. Travel, it's costing 44% more. Look at the price of gasoline out there and diesel. And then they're going to travel 14%. Probably 14% more, but they're going to spend out 44%. It just, People say, well, we're going to go to Florida for Thanksgiving, and then we're going to come back. Okay, how much are you going to spend in gasoline, lodging, time and frustration? I know we do it. It's Thanksgiving. It's the holiday season. But things are costing us more, and I'm not a tightwad. I'm not. But I watch my money. I want to see where it goes. And sometimes it goes and goes and goes. And the other day after the trip to Columbus and back to where I live, I had $28 in gasoline that I had to put back in the car. I can't help it. The Buick likes to gulp. There's no economy mode on a Buick. A six-cylinder Buick. Sometimes I wonder, I like the comfort and I like all the amenities in the Buick, but maybe I ought to go back to a Hyundai or something, you know. Of course, with a Hyundai, they have a way to key into the car. Did you know on expenses, the U.S. accounts for nearly half of global diabetes drug sales? That's why it's so high here, but it's so cheap in Mexico. It's so cheap in Europe. It's so cheap in Canada. We pay full price on our drugs. And everybody else, they pay less. Oh, that irks me. Especially when insurance, I mean, with some of the stuff that I take, and I only take three medications. That hits my insurance company, and with the plan I've got, they bill me, let's just say Kroger's. I go there and I get something at Kroger's. Well, then I take it, scan it, and send it in the insurance company, and I'm reimbursed. I just have to pay for it up front. And then I get total reimbursement. Hey, now that's good. And that's not Medicare. I have an Advantage plan. It takes care of all that. It takes care of dental. I mean, I've got a really good plan. I didn't make that much with the state, but I had a good plan, and now it's paying off. But we're paying more for our drugs. Why? Because we're U.S. If we were in Germany, if we were in Italy or any other country, we would be paying a lot less. Trust me. So, you know, we're running into stuff like that. How do you save money? You know, a friend of mine was having problems, and she said, you know, I need extra money. I need this, I need that, and so forth. I said, well, let's sit down and we'll do a budget. That's a big swear word to some people. B-U-D-G-E-T, budget. or B-U-D-G-I-T, budget. And I always work with spreadsheets and so forth. And I said, okay, how much do you get in and what are all your costs? And so then I subtracted all the costs, which are the fixed expenses. And then I had the variable expenses. Well, what's a fixed expense? Well, a fixed expense are your utilities. Okay, you might only spend so much in gas a month, and that's it. It includes your water bill where we live. It's utilities. And the same thing with maybe natural gas if you set it up on a plan. And so you can bunch things into a fixed expense that you're going to pay every month. It may vary a little bit, but you know it's going to be there. You have to pay it. Everything else is a variable expense. And you can either not buy things or buy less. And so I did this budget. And I said, okay, this is it. And this is what you get at the end of the month. And if you follow the budget correctly, you still have plenty of food to eat. You still have enough heat for your place. You have enough of everything. But you have to follow the budget. You have to follow the budget. If you don't follow the budget, you're going to get burned. And a lot of people are doing that. And it's a holiday season. That's why we set our little purchases for our little group for Christmas at $200 a piece. Some people can't even do that. But our group just doesn't need that. And so that's what we do. And we try to stick with that. I mean, you know, $199.99, that's okay. $175 is okay. Not $500. We've way exceeded what we wanted to do, and we supply everybody's wants and needs. So you have to learn to budget your money and how much you're going to put into your savings, how much you're going to have to leave in your checking account. How much interest are you getting at your bank? So many things to figure, especially when you've got maybe one or two kids and you've got clothes for them that they have to have. You have different school fees and everything else. You have to cover that stuff. And so you add that to your variable costs. And people can argue budgets all they want. But you have fixed, you have variables. And you have to learn to budget. I use spreadsheets all the time when I worked. I had 60 businesses I had to check up on. And that's just a necessity. And you had to see how well they were doing or how poorly they were doing. And if they were doing poorly, then you had to say, okay, enough is enough. Oh, so much on money. Hey, I've got some stuff on Thanksgiving that maybe you have not even heard about. You know, throughout the first brutal winter, most of the colonials or the colonists remained on board the ship, you know, the pilgrims when they came over. And they suffered from exposures, scurvy, outbreaks of different diseases, and only half of the Mayflower original passengers and crew lived to see their first New England spring. And in March, the remaining settlers moved ashore, where they received an astonishing visit from a member of the Abenaki tribe who greeted them in English. How would they do that? How would the Indians know English? Oh, well. And several days later, people returned with another American, a Native American who was Squanto. Remember Squanto? And he was a member of the Pawtuxet tribe who had been kidnapped by an English sea captain and sold into slavery and so forth. Well, he's brought back to the pilgrims, and he showed them how to do different things and identified poisonous plants and catch fish and cultivate and all kinds of stuff. Well, in November of 1621, After the Pilgrims' first corn harvest proved successful, Governor William Bradford organized a celebratory feast and invited a group of the fledgling colony Native Americans, their allies, including the Wampanoag chief, Massasoit. Anyhow, he's remembered as the first Thanksgiving when they had that. And did you know that their feast also consisted of lobster? Yeah, but I didn't know it was sea lion, and that was part of it, according to the History Channel. Can you imagine having sea lion? Lobster, I can understand, you know? I can understand lobster. That's a high-end thing. But sea lion? I don't know about that. But anyhow, they had this big feast. And the governor said, our harvest being gotten in, our governor sent four men on fowling looking for birds, and they came back with, of course, turkeys, and that was used for part of the feast. And historians have suggested many of the dishes were likely prepared using traditional Native American spices and cooking methods. Because the pilgrims had no oven, and the Mayflower sugar supply had dwindled by fall of 1621, the meal did not feature pies, cakes, or other desserts, which have become a hallmark of contemporary celebrations that we have now. I mean, now what do? You get on the phone, you call up Bob Evans here in Ohio, and you order up what you want and then go pick it up. Or you go to another restaurant, you eat there, and then they have all the pies and the desserts that you gorge yourself with and eat all the turkey, and all of a sudden you have the urge to sleep. You gorge and gorge and gorge. Did you know that there were actually controversies back then? There were. For some scholars, the jury is still out on whether the feast at Plymouth really constituted the first Thanksgiving in the United States. And histories kind of suggested that there are other recorded ceremonies of thanks among the European settlers in North America that predate the Pilgrim celebration. And for example, in 1565, I think that was before I was born. For instance, the Spanish explorer Pedro Mendez de Avila, A-V-I-L-E, down in Kentucky, they'd call that Avile, invited members of the local Timucuara tribe to a dinner at St. Augustine, Florida, after holding a mass to thank God for the crew's safe arrival. And on December 4th, 1619, when 38 British settlers reached the site known as Berkeley Hundred on the banks of Virginia's James River, they read a proclamation designating the date as a day of thanksgiving to Almighty God. And some Native Americans and many others take issue with how the Thanksgiving Day story is presented to the American public, especially to the school children. And in their view, the traditional narrative paints a deceptively sunny portrait of relations between the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag people. Well, they had a long and bloody history, too. We kind of invaded their land, and they were defending their land, and you have to understand that. I believe there was something in Virginia, the Wolstenholme Massacre, where the Indians went after the British and basically massacred everybody. But what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? Are you going to go out and eat? Are you going to order it in, or are you going to stand by over the stove and cook all day? Are you going to sit around and nibble on goodies and watch football? Are you going to watch the Macy's Day Parade? What are you going to do? For many Americans, the Thanksgiving meal includes seasonal dishes like roast turkey with stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. And it all dates back to November of 1621. And the main thing is not to stuff your face full of pie, but rather, and watch football, but rather, give thanks for what you got. Even if the only thing you have to eat is a slice of cold meat and cheese or a peanut butter sandwich, always give thanks for what you eat, what you have. Because some people may not have anything else, or they might have less, a lot less. So you got to be thankful for what you got. And I'm thankful for all my listeners. I'm thankful for Trim Radio. I'm thankful for the internet. I'm thankful to be vertical and breathing. Well, I'm not vertical now. I'm sitting in a chair and I'm talking to the microphone, looking at the camera, and also checking out the computer too. Well, I didn't know I had three eyes. Anyhow, I'm thankful. I really am. I was thankful I could go to that great concert, that fantastic concert. Those poor kids, they had a football game to do on Saturday. They had to turn around and do a concert Sunday. Actually, no, Saturday night they did a concert on campus in Athens. And then they turned around and did a concert on Monday. And then Tuesday night they had a football game and they won the Eastern Division for the Mid-American Conference, the MAC. And they'll be playing in Detroit. That's great. And they were using their second string quarterback. That's amazing. We hope the first string guy gets a lot better. But you take a look at all the stuff that's going on. And you're thankful for, well, I got through the traffic in Columbus okay. I got to go to Schmitz. And if you haven't been to Columbus, Ohio, you have to go to Schmitz. It's a German restaurant, and the food is fantastic. The service is exemplary. The cost is not that bad. There are little shops around it. You can go outside and, oh, if you like fudge, there's a really good place next door. Or if you like trinkets and stuff, there's another place across the street. I mean, it's in German Village. It's a great place. But I'm thankful for going over there. I only go there just about once a year, maybe twice a year. And that's about it. It's a lot of traffic, a lot of people. I like the small area that I live in. But I'm thankful for a lot of stuff. And I hope you are too. I hope you have a very good Thanksgiving. I hope you watch the Macy's Parade because a friend of mine he's a doctoral candidate for stuff at Mizzou, Missouri University. And he was in charge of going out and setting things up for their marching band because the Mizzou band is now marching in the parade. And people said, well, why isn't the OU band marching in the parade? Well, they've done it so many times before. And they had all this other stuff going on. They couldn't do it because of their schedule. Maybe next year they'll be able to do it for the, I don't know, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time. I can't keep track anymore. They went at the concert, they were talking about all the things that they've ever done. They've gone to Ireland. They've gone to the Vatican and played there. They've gone to, Well, they were scheduled to go to Japan and they didn't make it. That was during COVID. They've been to Normandy. They've been to Paris. They've been everywhere. I mean, fantastic. They travel. And they're thankful for everything that they do. And hopefully they're thankful for the grades that they get because band takes up a lot of time at Ohio University. It really does. It makes you budget your time very well. But you get thankful for everything that's going on. And so when you see the Macy's Parade tomorrow and the Mizzou band comes along, maybe they might mention Josh Boyer's name because Josh is the assistant director at OU. But since he's been working on his doctorate at Mizzou, he's going to be with the band there. Josh is a super guy. And of course, Dr. Rick Sook at Ohio University, fantastic people. I know them both. I've known them for years. But watch the parade and go ahead and watch the football. Have the turkey or whatever you have. If you like ham, have ham. If you don't like ham, have turkey. If you don't like either one of them, peanut butter sandwich is good. I mean, that's just one of those things. But what you have to do is always be thankful for everything that you have. Be thankful for everything that you're able to do in life. And that's what this is about. This is what this season is and what that day is tomorrow is being thankful. And Michael's probably over there saying, I think I'm thankful because I had a break so I could go eat some food. But he's not on the air and I said it. I got away with it. Well, anyhow, guys, I'm hoping that you all have a very good holiday weekend and it is safe because I want to tell you something. The traffic's going to be horrendous. Cyber Monday's going to be awful. You're going to have all the stores on Saturday and Sunday are suddenly going to be making all their money for the year, basically. And you're going to be out in it. And watch where you put your wallet. Make sure your car is locked. Because it's 'tis the season for the thieves, and you have to watch out for them too. And be thankful that you can get what you can get. Now, a word of prepping advice. Keep prepping. We don't know if we're going to have a railroad strike coming up in, I think it's a week or a week and a half. If that's the case, you better have extra gasoline, heating oil, everything. I was listening to Alaska Prepper today. And he's saying, keep prepping. Because one of these days, it's going to cut loose and the economy is going to drop. And if you don't have some spare money to pay bills, you're going to be in trouble. If you don't have your bills paid down, like your credit cards. That's why I always pay my credit cards off. If you don't have food in the house, make sure you're stocking up. You can go to Wally World. You can go to Aldi's. You can go to Kroger's. Wherever you can get the best deal on canned goods, get them. But prepare. And some of the reports that I've heard, they're saying, oh, it's going to be 2023 or it's going to be 2024, 2025. If you're not prepared, you're behind the eight ball. And this eight ball is probably about 20 feet tall and it will run you over if you are not prepared and you want to stay healthy too. Well, anyhow, guys, for Thanksgiving, like I said, be thankful. Have a good and safe holiday weekend. And we'll talk to you on Sunday with Money and Change / Financially Prepped.
All right, everyone. Listen, thank you for tuning into the Trim Radio Network. We are honored and blessed to have you as our listeners. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I pray that God watches over you all, puts up a hedge, protects you, blesses you, cares for you, loves you. Anyway, folks, we are out of here. And Stu, I will talk to you on Sunday And until then, I'm going to let everyone go because I'm preparing some food. So I will be busy with my hands full. Anyway, God bless, folks. Thank you for tuning in to the Trim Radio Network and my world, live, laugh, or whatever with Stu Scheer. God bless. Take care, folks.
See ya.